The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 32, with a special feature on the Celtic Music Awards of 2006. Brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com, and you can also take advantage of a special St. Patrick's Day sale on the Lifetime membership. Find out more at songhenge.com.
This is by request to somebody out there.
Over there. Radar Look.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was The Wicked Tinkers with Radar from their CD Whiskey Supper. You can find it at wickedtinkers.com. And Wicked Tinkers were voted as the best Celtic folk band of 2006. The Celtic Music Awards of 2006, the awards winners are now announced on the website, celticmp3s.com/awards, to find out who all won. I'm going to feature some of the bands that won. Obviously, I cannot feature all of them because some of them do not contain PodSafe music. So I'm playing the ones that I do have permission from. I need to start off by sending a quick apology to everyone who had trouble downloading the last show. There was a wee error, and about 6,000 downloads into it, I caught the error. Basically, half the show, the middle of the show, is missing from the podcast. So if you are one of those people that has that big blank spot, what you can do is go to the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com, right-click Save As, and save that file into your current location where you can download the new version that was fixed a few hours after I made the error. I apologize for the problem, and hopefully it won't happen again. Next up is the Bedlam Bards with The Ballad of Joss from their award-winning Best Celtic Folk Album, On the Drift, an album inspired by Firefly and Serenity, the Joss Whedon television show and movie. You can find them at bedlambards.com.
Joss, the man they called Joss. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them a four. Buck canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now Joss saw the viewers' hearts breaking. He heard the brown coats lament. He saw Fox management taken his show in a way that made no sense. He said, you can't do that to my program. Can't grind it under your heel. So he took all his cast and, well, now at last they've landed a big damn movie deal. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Firefly from other shows you're likely to see. It's meaningful and witty, and the setting's really gritty, and the theme song's about serenity. It's a little like a western, yeah! It's a little like X-Files. It's better than Trek, and it's funnier than Shrek, and it beats out Andromeda by miles. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Doma. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Whedon from writers who slave in the core. The man they call Joss, well, he said to Fox, I'm going where no show has gone before. He told us about Reavers. He told us about Sin. He took us to the black, and we ain't coming back till all those crazy brown coats rise again. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. But canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call John. Thank you.
of grace gently encircle me,
sweetly enclosing me,
guarding my soul from harm this night. Be a guiding star above, illuminate each rock and tide, gently encircle
keep me from anguish, keep me from danger,
that set of tunes was called For a Flame from Maidens 4. You can find them at maidensmusic.com, and that's from their CD, For a Flame. Before that was Celeste Howard with Blessings of the Guardian Angel from her CD, Celtic Blessings. You can find her at celestray.com. And before that was the Nivgila Real. I never get this name right. I got to, you know, get this band to call me and tell me the name of this set of tunes. That is, the band is called Arabesque. It's from their CD, Glen Road to Cordoba. You can find them at ourarabesque.com. That's ourarabesque.com. And that CD is available at CD Baby. And that tune is also going to be featured on Victims of Irish Music, my new compilation CD of mostly traditional Celtic tunes, all instrumental album. You go to the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com where you can pre-order the album. The album is now in production and should arrive hopefully by the end of the month. But you can get your hands on it now. By purchasing the Victims of Irish Music compilation, you're also helping out Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, because a portion of the proceeds do benefit this podcast as well. So pick up your copy today. And speaking of pre-orders, I'm also accepting pre-orders for another CD that I released. It's called Irish Drinking Songs, The Cat Lover's Companion. If you've heard my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lover CD, I'm sure you can check past shows and hear it, and I'll have actually a track in the St. Patrick's Day edition. But this is all the songs, the Irish drinking songs, the original Irish drinking songs that I parodied in Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. I'm now accepting pre-orders for that CD as well, and I'm expecting that to be out in late April. So check the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com, and I'll let you know as soon as it is done. So there, you can now link to the podcast. I have several new banners posted on the website where you can grab and you can post them on your website, and you can link back to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Your links kind of help us out a lot. Add a link to the CelticMusicPodcast.com because it'll help us to achieve maybe number one on iTunes. Do you think it's possible? We're at number 7 on the music charts. By St. Patrick's Day, I think we can push all the way to number 1. So come help me achieve that goal by adding a link to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can do that in your website, in your blog. So write something, say what you think about the podcast, and post something, and I will be happy to include that information. And also, St. Patrick's Day music suggestions. I am still looking for St. Patrick's Day songs to put in the St. Patrick's Day edition, which is the next edition of this podcast. You can email me at music@CelticMusicPodcast.com, and I will see about adding your song suggestion if there is time and space available, and if it's pod safe. Most of the bands that you've heard in this podcast have given me permission to play their music, but there's always some exceptions. But drop me a line, and let's see what we can do. Let's play some more music for you. Next up, we're going to do Well, let's see. This is a song and tune. It's called A Sorceress Muñera by Rowan from their CD Tales Through Time. This is the Muñeras are actually dance music from Galicia. So check it out, though. This is Rowan with A Sorceress Muñera.
Y le dizía el bar. hate you for your lack of kind. Then she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, she moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there. She went away homeward with one star away, as the swans in the evening move over the lake. Saying no to her were well, but one has a sorrow that never was said, and she smiled as she passed me with the goods in her ear, and that was the last that I saw of my dear. Last night, my true love came in. So softly she entered, her feet made no din. She came close beside me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
And that was Shadow Dancer with She Moved Through the Fair from their Shadow Dancer EP. You can find them at shadowdancermusic.com. I like that arrangement. They got a really nice balance. That low voice just kind of really works well, and the whole balance of things and such. I don't know. It's kind of cool. Before that was Blarnacles from their CD Got Blarnacles. That was Pigeon on the Gate. You can find them at myspace.com/Blarnacles. It's that time again where you can vote for us at Podcast Alley. Post your comments as well as iTunes. Again, I can't stress enough, if you can go over to iTunes and subscribe today, we will be number one on iTunes, which would just be amazing for an independent podcast. There are rarely any big name bands in this podcast, unlike shows like Thistle and Shamrock and things like that. This is all, you know, independent music. I appreciate all your support. So head on over to iTunes and do what you can to help us reach number one on iTunes. I appreciate it. And of course, you can always find us at MySpace. That's myspace.com/Irish Celtic Music Podcast. We're going to nearly finish up this show. We have a few more songs to go, but we're going to do it. Some of the winners in the Celtic Music Awards. Best Celtic Fusion Instrumentalist, Brian Buchanan. The song is called Gasoline. This is Into the Haggis from their CD Casualties of Retail. You can find them at enterthehaggis.com.
Slow. Maybe he's stupid, I don't know, but he doesn't have much of a plan. And he doesn't have much of a band. And there's a dragonfly down on my hand. Oh, oh, oh. Salt green fields and clear blue skies. Oh, nice old fella in the parking lots, helping me with the bags I've got, and he's telling me about his days of war. I tell him I'm sorry, but he cuts me off. He's got a good pension and he gets half off, so he'll be drunk tonight for sure. And I laugh and watch him go back to the store. And there's a dragonfly there on the door. Oh, 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 it's all green fields and clear blue skies. Oh, 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 dragonflies on the rise. Dragonflies on the rise. Crazy, and I've got no style, and I'll wear you down in a short while. Just hang around, wait and see. I got no plan, and I got no way, and I never can remember half of what I say. Why don't you check yourself instead of me? Then I look down on my knee, and there's a dragonfly staring up at me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 it's all green fields and blue, blue skies. Oh, 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 dragonflies on the rise. Those big green compound eyes. Oh, 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 yeah. Dragonflies on the rise. Dragonfly, dragonfly.
Wherever grace may find you, ye bards of youth with tongues of swords, lean close that I remind you that as you're turned and passion poised to voice a generation, know well your path was lit and paved by Britain's great invasion, who forced the shores American and bled the Yankee soil with amplifiers pressed to ten. Laid waste the passive minstrel. And Lenin's swift appraisal, proud Stuart shook the halls to dust as Strummer, Jones and Davies, when Bonham fought with thunderous rage and Moon reckless abandon, brave swept the air with Page, McManus, and McCowan. And for creative liberty, no matter what the drawback, united toppled peer and press. A band's a band for all that.
That was Barley Juice with A Band's A Band for All That. That is from their CD Six Yanks, which was voted the best Celtic rock album of 2006. You can find them at barleyjuice.com. Before that was Wrath Kelter, who cleaned up most of the Celtic Rock Awards. That's a song called Dragonfly, and they, of course, came in as best Celtic rock band and a number of other things. Check out the website, CelticMP3s.com/awards. Find out more. That's from their CD Everybody. You can find them at wrathkelter.com. Next time we're going to have music, St. Patrick's Day music, from bands like Mojo Celt, Red Hill Rat, The Duplets, and new music from The Tea Merchants, who have a brand new CD coming out very soon, and I have a preview copy. Find out more at CelticMusicPodcast.com. We're going to finish up this show. This is where you get to vote for your favorite songs in this podcast. This is called the Celtic Top 5. I just named that today. You like that? Does that work? Oh, I should point out, I got a few phone calls. I have a lot more trouble adding phone calls in back in the show, which is why I never promote the number anymore. But I had a request to add the email address of the podcast on the website. So you can now email me. The address is music@CelticMusicPodcast.com, but there's a link on the website now. So it's a little bit easier to contact me. And, of course, you can always vote for your favorite and post your comments there as well. And just go to the show notes, and there's a link. And you're going to vote for the Celtic Top 5. At number 5, we had Finn's Fury with Raglan Road. Number 4, McGinty with Merrimack. Number 3, Ken O'Malley and the Twilight Lords with Mogile Mir. And number 2, Katie Finlayson with Lanigan's Ball, Sergeant Early's Dream, and Providence Reel. The number one song in the Celtic Top 5 was the Sleeping Under the Table set by Kennedy's Kitchen from their CD, A Pocket Full of Lent. You can find them at kennedyskitchen.com. And that song also is on the new Victims of Irish Music compilation CD. Visit kennedyskitchen.com to find out more about the band. Here's Sleeping Under the Tables.
Thank you.
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is a proud member of the Celtic Podcast Network. Find out more at CelticPodcastNetwork.com.